Welcome to Your Five for today. In an English suburb, a semi-detached house came up for sale. A three-bedroom property in a nice road, near a frequent bus route and some useful shops in the locality. Regrettably for the estate agent, he could not extol any virtues in the details because the house was not like any of the others in the road. Those were all well looked after. This one was certainly not. It had been totally neglected for many years. Its condition was so bad that the estate agent elected to sell it by auction. The details were few. Whoever purchased it would need to do so in the knowledge that major refurbishment throughout was very necessary. The auction generated widespread interest and a good crowd turned up on the day. Some were couples hoping to pick up a bargain for their first house, but they went away bitterly disappointed. The hammer came down in favour of a developer who paid an astonishingly high price for such a dilapidated house that needed everything either replacing or completely restoring. He was not a popular man as he stepped forward to complete the transaction with the auctioneer. Bearing in mind the very extensive work which needed to be done, people wondered how the developer could make any money. He did do the work, but it took a long time to sell. At the original auction, a number of people had hoped that the house would be theirs at a price they could afford. Although the house needed so much doing to it, they had the ambition to probably, bit by bit, put it right by hard work and sacrifice. They wanted it as their home for happiness and security, whilst the buyer wanted it to make money. Here is a wide contrast. The interest in the auction showed how keen some wanted a home, whilst another wanted to simply pocket a profit. There is one home which everyone needs, a home which is already paid for, with no loans to pay, absolutely secure, an indescribable joy to live in, specially prepared, needs no worries about maintenance, in a crime-free place, and is owned by someone who will forever take care of us and everything else. The one who owns the home is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Bible, he quite clearly says, "In my Father's house are many mansions." This means that there is room in heaven for all those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour, whatever their status. Furthermore, the Lord Jesus personally prepared the place. He also said, "I go to prepare a place for you." Thankfully, he's not prepared it in order to leave us, because he added that where I am, there you may be also. What a wonderful invitation the gospel is. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is you and me. He died on the cross of Calvary and rose again the third day, all to deal with our sin, which we cannot do ourselves. We can have an eternal home in heaven by repenting that we are sinners and by faith trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour. Everyone who is saved will never be disappointed, unlike those whose hopes were dashed at the auction, all because they did not have enough money to outbid the buyer. It's absolutely amazing that the eternal salvation we can have through the sacrifice of Christ is without money and price. We cannot contribute to it. In fact, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Why not trust him today? Thank you for listening. God bless you.